Mi chiamo Afurakanu Afurait Kaitnut. Ineye ma'okeru da. Medinde kwesi ra nehmpata akan. Greetings to all Afurakanu Afurait Kaitnut, meaning Africans, black people. Today is ma'okeru day. My name is Kwesi Ra Nehmpata Akan. Fuck Jesus. Fuck Jesus. Those of you who continue to hold on to Jesus, or Yeshua, a fictional cartoon character who never existed, felt fear in your heart and spine when you heard fuck Jesus. This shows the depth of your enslavement. An English word attached to a fictional character struck fear inside of you. You still have a deeply seated insane endearment to a fake god, make-believe cartoon character that was manufactured by the whites and their offspring, our enemies. A character that was and is designed by our enemies to control our spirits, our very thinking, our intentions, and our actions. Obviously, based on your automatic negative and cowardly reaction, your spirit continues to be controlled, to be dominated by the whites and their offspring to the point that your physiological processes are affected. Your heart sunk and fluttered because of your insane belief in this fake character I cursed. Some of you who claim to be black nationalists and revolutionaries were scared when you heard fuck Jesus, fuck Yeshua. You claim to have rejected this fictional character in public, but inside you shake and shiver at the thought of this character being cursed. You still fear this cartoon character. Some of you are foolishly offended. Would you be offended if I said fuck Santa Claus, fuck the Tooth Fairy? No. Because you don't believe in Santa Claus or the Tooth Fairy, but you believe in the make-believe character Jesus, a character that is just as fake and absolutely no different than Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy. Some of you foolishly believe that it is disrespectful to curse a make-believe character. You're hurt. You're dismayed. You're in pain. Wake up. Stop being goddess-damned and goddamned willing slaves, unconsciously perpetuating your own spiritual and cultural enslavement. Jesus never existed. Yeshua never existed. Esau never existed. Yeshua ben Pandera never existed. The mention of the name Jesus, or Yeshua, or Esau, as though this character is real, is what should make every Afurakani Afurait Kaitnit individual feel disrespected. Jesus, Yeshua, or Esau are not real. These creatures are the result of the Achiwadye Fo, the whites and their offspring, spirits of disorder, taking perverted fragments of writings and practices from Afurakanu, Afurait Kaitnut in ancient Knesset and Kemet, ancient Nubia and Egypt, and applying these perverted fragments of our culture to sculptures of white males. These white male sculptures were then presented to us as symbols of God. When some of us rejected the white male statues of this fake God, black and brown statues were made of this fake God. Yet even though the black and brown statues were made of the fake God, they were and are still statues of a fake God. Those of you who believe that Jesus or Yeshua was black are equally as insane as those who believe this character was white. You are just as foolish as one who would reject the personhood and idea of Santa Claus, yet who would embrace Santa Claus as real as soon as white people, manufactured a black Santa Claus statue. The time has come for you to take responsibility for yourselves as adults and stop behaving as gullible children. Study your ancestral culture and embrace Noqware, embrace truth, and reject the lies. Fuck Allah. Fuck Muhammad. Fuck Bilal. None of these characters existed. They are fictional. You willing slaves who believe that you are enlightened because you believe in a manufactured Arabian character, a fake Arabian god, and a mythical Ethiopian slave are just as insane and hypocritical as you recognize the so-called black Christians to be. As so-called Muslims, your spirits are just as enslaved, for you believe in these characters for one reason and one reason alone. White people told you to believe in them, period. You are ready, like the willing slaves you are, to risk your life and give your life to defend a make-believe Arabian cartoon character called Muhammad, sold to you as a prophet, and a make-believe Arab god called Allah, who is non-existent. Pseudo-black nationalists, foolishly calling themselves Moors, Sufis, and others, claim allegiance to a mythical character named Bilal, not realizing that the whites stuck this character into their myth in order to brainwash immature blacks to embrace the fake religion of Islam. Study your ancestral culture and embrace Noqwade, embrace truth, and reject the lies. Fuck Yahweh, fuck Jehovah, fuck Jah, fuck Moses, fuck Abraham, fuck Jacob. All of these characters are fictional. Enslaved Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut, search through pages and pages of perverse writings, believing that they are divinely revealed scriptures in order to establish an identity for yourself that is non-existent. You are not Hebrews. There is no such thing as a Hebrew. There was no such individual as Eber. There was no Exodus. You have enshrined within your consciousness the most ridiculous of lies, a cultural identity that never existed. You are so enslaved that you would consider this reality to be blasphemous. You are so blind that you do not realize that it is impossible for a non-existent character and a make-believe God to be blasphemed. Fuck David. Fuck Solomon. Fuck Sheba. Fuck Menelik. These characters are fictional. The Achiwadiefo, the whites and their offspring, marvel at the fact that enslaved Afurakani, Afurai Kaitni people go out of their way to identify with anyone and anything else but Afurakani, Afurai Kaitni people. All the Achiwadiefo need to do is to present you with fictional characters, and you will attempt to trace your bloodline back to these fictional characters. Wake up! Would you attempt to trace your bloodline back to Kris Kringle, Santa Claus, Barney, Mickey Mouse? There is no difference. The Achiwadiefo use the tactic of involving certain fictional female characters in their fake religions in order to trap the spirits of Afurai Kaitni females. You do not realize that the Abosom, the goddess Aset in ancient Kemet, when operating through the star system Sapatit, was called Aset Sapatit. She was called the queen of the star system Sapatit. This star system is now called Sirius by the whites. The title Queen of Sapatit was corrupted into the Queen of Sapat, Sabah, Shabah, and Sheba. When the star Sapatit travels across the sky at the same time every year, and unites with the star system called Sa in Kemet. This is the union of the star systems Sapatit and Sa in the sky. Sa is the star system through which the Abosom, the god Asar, operates. Asar thus has the title Asar Sa. This star system is called Orion by the whites. When Aset unites with Asar, they give birth to Heru. Aset was also called Reshit when operating through her star system of Sapatit. Reshit means wise one in the language of Kemet. Aset is the great wise queen mother goddess. Her son, Heru, was therefore called the son of the wise one, offspring of the wise one. The term for offspring is Pera in Kemet. Pera Reshit means offspring, Pera, of the wise one, Reshit. Pera Reshit, as a title of the Abosom, the god Heru, was corrupted by the whites into Pera Reshit, Bena Reshit, Bena Leshit, Bena Lechim, and Menalek. The title of Asar as king of the north was Heri Met. Heri, king, was corrupted into Hori, Shori, Sholi, Soli, and Sol by the whites. Met, meaning north, was corrupted into man. The title of Al-Sar as Heti Met, or King of the North, was corrupted by the whites from Heti Met into Hori Met, Shori Met, Sholi Met, Soli Met, Suli Met, and Solomon. When the star system of Aset unites with the star system of Asar, and the result is the birth of the Heru star, we have the queen of Sapatit going to meet the king of the north, Heti Met, and becoming pregnant with the one who would be known as the son of the wise one, Perareshit. This was corrupted into the queen of Saba or Shaba, Sheba, going to meet Heti Met, Sholi Met, Soli Met, or Solomon, and becoming pregnant with Perareshit or Benaleshit or Menelek. Solomon, Sheba, and Menelek were then made to be fictional biblical characters connected with the whites and their offspring, Israel and Ethiopia. Solomon, Sheba, and Menelek are fictional characters. Afurait Kaitnit women are foolish to identify themselves with a mythological queen manufactured by the whites and their offspring as a corruption of the stellar function of the Abosom, the goddess Aset. You are so enslaved that you felt a pang of anxiety to hear fuck Sheba. Sheba never existed. Bilkis never existed. That pang of anxiety that registered within your body is a byproduct of your own enslavement. You are anxious now over a female cartoon character who never existed. Recognize Noqwade, truth, and embrace it. Fuck Selassie. Fuck Jah Rastafari. Selassie was not a god. Wake up. Stop being willing slaves. Ask the Oromo people of Ta'aku, of Ethiopia, if Selassie is a god. Selassie's regime butchered the Oromo people for decades. Men, women, and children in an effort to stamp out one of the largest groups in Ta'aku, Ethiopia, who were and are still practicing true religion, their Afurakani, Afurait Kaitnit ancestral religion. In an effort to maintain Christianity as the state religion in Ta'aku, Ethiopia, Selassie's regime massacred thousands upon thousands of Oromo people and other non-Christians, all of whom were Afurakani, Afurait Kaitnit, all of whom were black non-Christians. Now you willing slaves who are programmed to look for a mythical messiah and seek to identify your entire people in a collection of perverse writings that you foolishly believe are divinely revealed scriptures will hold up a butcher of Afurakanu, Afurait Kaitnut as a god. That is true blasphemy. Ethiopia was not the only country on the continent to maintain their sovereignty. In fact, Ethiopia was the very first country on the continent of Afuraka, Afurait Kaet, to lose its sovereignty to whites, and that happened centuries ago. As soon as Christianity was made the state religion over 1600 years ago, Ethiopia lost its sovereignty. So-called Christian and so-called Jewish Ethiopian rulers and ruleresses were nothing more than agents of white Christian overlords for centuries in Ethiopia. Fuck the Kebra Nagast. Fuck the Bible. Fuck the Quran. Fuck the Talmud. Fuck the so-called Jews. Fuck the Pope. Fuck Buddha. Fuck Brahmin. Fuck the Devas and Devis. Driyaba is a term in the Twi language of the Akan which is translated as curse. When we ba mpai, when we make prayer, we invoke Nyamewa Nyame, the Supreme Being. We invoke the Abosom, the goddesses and gods, the spirit forces of nature. We evoke the Nananum Nsamanfo, the spiritually cultivated ancestresses and ancestors of Afuraka, Afurait Kaet. We attune ourselves to them. We thank them. We honor them. We draw on their divine consciousness and power for our own sustenance and spiritual realignment, and we invoke and evoke them. Nyamewa, Nyame, the Abosom, the Nananom Nsamanfo, to destroy our enemies. we ask for quote-unquote blessings, and we ask for quote-unquote curses to be applied wherever and whenever needed. This is intelligent. This is sane. This is balance. And this is supremely Afura Kani Afurai Kaitneet. All Afura Kani Afurai Kaitneet ethnicities invoke and evoke the Supreme Being, the deities, and the honored ancestresses and ancestors in the same way, for the same reasons. We are a people of balance. You breathe in, draw from the atmosphere the resources you need in order to live. You breathe out, return to the atmosphere elements that it needs, yet you also expel toxins. Your circulatory system takes in many elements from the foods you eat, yet your immune system operates through your circulatory system to destroy the toxins that came in with the food. When you nourish yourself, when you exercise, you are sending energy to your body's organs and systems. You are sending vibrations which carry your desire, your prayer, to nourish the body and destroy the body's enemies. You seek blessings, nourishment for your body, and you seek curses, immunity for your body. Dria Ba is comprised of Dria, stick, and Ba, to strike. Dria Ba is stick striking. This is why it is translated as a curse in English. It represents the act of attacking, destroying disorder, that which would otherwise destroy you. In the Medutu of Kemet, you will find a man standing with a stick in his hands in the act of striking. This Medut, or hieroglyphic symbol, is associated with the word and concept for hate, the divine destruction of disorder, for the purpose of maintaining divine order. It is stick striking, Dria Ba, the attack on and destruction of disorder for the maintenance of divine order. This is the Afura Kani Afurai Kaitneet reason for the curse. In this Dria Ba, we have used the English word spelled F-U-C-K to mean fuck it or forget. To forget is one of the worst curses leveled against anyone. For when you are forgotten in Afura Ka, Afurayat Kaet, you are not embraced. You are exterminated from the spiritual blood circle and are therefore recognized to be worthy of extermination physically. We have not used the English word spelled F-U-C-K in the dissexual, homosexual context within which the Achiwadiefo and Ayarefo use it. If you don't like the language, be offended by the fact that the only language you know is the language of our enemies. All of the words in the English language are offensive when you realize this language is a tool of oppression, which blocks your perception of reality whenever you endear yourself to it. Dria Ba. Fuck Christianity. Fuck Islam. Fuck Judaism. Fuck Hebrewism. Fuck Rastafarianism. Fuck Moorish pseudoscience. Fuck Buddhism. Fuck Hinduism. Fuck Taoism. Fuck Kabbalism. Fuck pseudo-New Age spirituality. Fuck pseudo-Native American spirituality. Fuck Asian pseudo-spirituality. Fuck Selassie. Fuck Yahweh. Fuck Allah. Fuck Muhammad. Fuck Yeshua. Fuck Jesus. Medinde Kwesi Ra Nehempata Akan. Eneye Ma'al Keruda.